This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what it feels like to be in the minority. So most around you are believing one way and you are believing another. And you might be expending a lot of energy trying to convince them to see things your way. And I had this thought as I was reading about Moses, who sent out 12 spies to survey the Promised Land. And after 40 days of investigating this land, 10 of those spies returned to say the land itself was good, but there was absolutely no way they could overcome the enemy. It was the people who occupied the land. But Joshua and Caleb saw things very differently. They leaned more on God's promise and less on what they saw in the natural eye. In other words, they saw that these people, the Amalekites, were giants, but they knew in God's strength they could defeat those giants. But it would be accurate to say also that Joshua and Caleb were in the minority. So today, sometimes I need to be encouraged that, and I need something stronger to cling to when I am steadily trying to remind those around me to see things differently or encourage them to believe and know that ultimately things will work out. But I heard this saying once and I never forgot it, and says, keep your faith, because it is said that one with God is in fact a majority. So let us cling to these words as we need to be reminded that we are a majority. But in your hearts, honor Christ, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:15. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that your minority is really a majority.